Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel, talking about the value of forage after this. Hey, cattle producers, another Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming your way Friday, February 8th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network, Satellite Channel 231, DirecTV Channel 345, and on the Internet for your convenience, www.superiorclicktobid.com. It'll be coming out of their Fort Worth studios starting 8 a.m. with Superior Sunrise. The video auction itself, 8:30 a.m. Central Time. A total of 34,000 head to be offered this go around, a few Holsteins, almost 20,000 yearling steers and heifers, 12,300 weaned calves, and some cow-calf pairs, some bred cows as well. For full information to check out the entire lineup, to see the lineup and everything, you can go to SuperiorLivestock.com, SuperiorLivestock.com, or give them a call, 800-422-2117, 800-422-2117, Superior Livestock Auction. One of the consequences for the beef cattle industry of high-priced grain is more valuable forage than ever before. Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says the high value of forage means that we need to approach the production of hay, of pasture, of our grass that we're feeding to our cattle a little differently than we have in the past.
Well, you know, again, there's a couple things going on. We're so caught up right now in where cattle numbers are and where the drought has taken us, particularly the last 2 years. It's all very, you know, kind of short run, short being, you know, in the next 1 to 3 years kind of a time frame. But behind that, this fundamental change in grain prices in this country and crop values in this country makes forage take on a different role in the beef industry. We're already in that process. We're dealing with that as well. But it's something that would extend well beyond the immediate concerns of cattle numbers and the drought impacts. So I think that's an ongoing issue. What it means ultimately is that this industry will try to do more things using forage. That's the way we can stay as competitive in a world where grain is more expensive. You know, ultimately it means things like higher placement weights for cattle going into the feedlot, reducing the time they spend in feedlot a little bit. That's the way as an industry we can use less grain. Right now we're having a hard time doing that because there's so few cattle. We're using whatever we can get our hands on today, but eventually we'll have more cattle and we'll be able to more fully respond to those long-term signals that are out there.
Talk about what sort of strategy, what sort of things should a cow-calf operator be doing? In other words, are there some marketing ploys he needs to be thinking about right now?
Well, again, that very issue we were talking about, high grain prices makes forage worth more. It makes the value of putting weight on feeder cattle worth more. So even cow-calf producers, it enhances the possibility for retained ownership and taking those calves to bigger weights and utilizing your forage that way. Obviously, if you're caught up in a drought, that's your immediate concern in terms of trying to survive and then recover from the drought. And I think what it all says is that forage has more value. It's also got a lot more ways we can utilize that forage, if you will, be it in wean calves or in retained calves or in stocker cattle. Producers need to be evaluating those opportunities or planning for them if it's a matter of waiting till the drought breaks. And then it's really going to come down to how do you optimize the value of the forage you produce in a world where that forage is worth more.
Is it worth the guy that's got some stocker cattle, worth it for him to take a pretty hard look this year at going maybe grazing out instead of going for grain or on a wheat crop?
You know, if there's any wheat out there to graze out, I think the graze out value is going to be pretty high. Again, that forage has a lot of value. Absolutely. If you look at the market today, you know, the most valuable 200 pounds you can put on a feeder animal are from, you know, 650 pounds up to about 850 pounds. So if you've got those animals out there and you've got the opportunity to take them up to those bigger weights than we've been able to do historically, that's where the value is right now.
Bottom line, where are we? In other words, the health of the industry. Are you concerned about that?
You know, the issues right now really all relate to the production side, as far as I can see. It's the drought across the country. It's the challenges of trying to produce something. I think the market itself is very strong. It's obviously very very limited by supply. There's tremendous opportunity in this market in terms of the value of forage in particular. But, you know, export markets have a lot of potential. There's tremendous opportunity if we can just produce something. And so I think most producers are struggling right now with producing something If you can produce something and have something to sell, it's going to sell pretty well. I don't think marketing is going to be a big challenge. I think it's all about production challenges.
So if you can keep that mama cow an extra year and keep her in decent enough shape to have another calf or two, it's worth it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Extension Livestock Market Economist, Dr. Darrell Peel. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes on the OklahomaFarmReport.com.